Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Senior Pastor Will Cantrell. The scripture is Genesis chapters 13 and 14.
Long before Jesus said, "The first shall be last and the last shall be first," in Matthew chapter 20, verse 16, Abram, later known as Abraham, learned the truth of this spiritual principle. Genesis chapter 13 tells the story of Abram and Lot separating. Abram and his nephew Lot each possessed large families with plentiful resources and many livestock. When the land they settled on became too crowded for each of their family farms to coexist in the same location, Abram approached Lot and designated two areas that could accommodate either of them. Then Abram gave Lot first choice of where to settle his family. Abram would then take whichever piece of land Lot did not choose. After Lot chooses the land to the east, God promises Abram that he will multiply Abram's land. By putting the goodness of another above his own, Abram pleased God. Notice, Abram made sure each piece of property was sufficient. He didn't let Lot unfairly push him around, yet he gave Lot first choice. How much better would life be if we all applied this principle in our daily living? How much better would life be if we approached situations by first ensuring everyone would receive enough and then giving others the courtesy of choosing first? Recently, while driving home from church one Sunday, my children got in a debate about whose turn it was to choose the restaurant for lunch. After some discussion, it was determined to be John's turn to choose. However, rather than choose one of his favorite restaurants, he intentionally chose the restaurant he knew his sister would most enjoy. Quick disclaimer, miraculous moments like this don't happen every week on the way home from church. Pastors' families are made up of regular human beings, just like all families. Now, imagine how that made me feel as a father to see my son put the desires of his sister ahead of his own, even in the relatively small matter of choosing the lunch menu. My heart swelled with pride, and a tear even welled up in my eye. In fact, his decision was such an unexpected gift that it caused rounds of laughter and created a joyful mood within our family for the rest of the afternoon. If a small decision about lunch, made by a child, can bring such joy to a parent and such blessings to a family, imagine how much joy it brings God when we put the desires of others first while also making sure everyone gets what they need. Imagine how much it could change a community or even a country if many of us started to live like this on a regular basis. If you give it a try, I'm guessing you will quickly discover that the last becoming first and the first becoming last isn't just a memorable quote from Jesus' teachings. It's the way the world works. Always has been, always will be. Let's pray together. Father of creation, you made this world to provide for our every need. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, your Son, Jesus the Christ, prayed for our needs to be met, even if it meant his desire to avoid suffering could not be granted. Teach us to imitate your love by ensuring everyone has enough to meet their needs and placing the desires of others ahead of our own. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.